Welcome to Going the Extra Mile, a podcast brought to you by New Leaf Training and Development. Each edition is sure to lift your spirit and encourage you in today's working world. Enjoy.
I often say that I'm no psychologist, I'm just a recovering accountant, but there are some aspects of human behavior that I simply don't understand. I seem to find myself a lot more nowadays as I get older saying, man, oh man, I don't understand graffiti. Let me correct that. I do kind of see the artistry in street graffiti, and even more so when it's sprayed on an approved area. I just don't understand why someone would walk down the street randomly spraying squiggly lines on walls, which is what I see in my hometown by a spaced out teenager this past Saturday. Oh man. I don't understand why people smoke. Let me correct that. I do kind of see why people smoked in the 1950s, inspired by the likes of Marilyn Monroe and James Dean, who also smoked and were like super cool. But in 2025, when we have all the knowledge that we have about how smoking kills, why someone would choose to have such a horrible habit that's also bad for others is beyond my logic. Oh man. I don't understand why some people don't pick up their dog poop. Let me add to this one, especially when they're right next to a trash can. I'm like, oh man. I guess at the core of the above three aspects of human dilemma is not only a lack of self-respect, but also zero self-awareness of how someone's choices impact others around them, be it graffiti, smoking, or not picking up doggy doos. Transitioning this into the workplace, one of the aspects of human behavior that leaves me doing the proverbial head slap is people who work in human resources who actually don't seem to like humans very much. Have you noticed there are two types of people who work in human resources? There are those who love people and will do anything to help others thrive in the workplace. And then there are those who'd be better off working remotely, like very, very remotely, and with as little interaction with other human beings as possible. Oh man. I don't understand why people play solitaire or online shop at work. I've noticed how most people will tell me how crazy busy they are at work, but in most of the workplaces I've wandered through, there are often a fair proportion of people playing mindless computer games or surfing the web with no destination in sight, all while the boss isn't looking. Oh man. One of the questions I've asked audiences as a keynote speaker at various locations around the world is, quote, who here by a show of hands loves being the subject of an annual performance review, end quote. You know, I've only ever had one person raise their hand to that question, and they were actually French. I don't understand why most managers will avoid addressing an ineffective and inefficient performance from their employee in the present tense, but instead will make a note on the personnel file ready for the annual performance review at some point in the future tense. You know, I'm no Cesar Millan, but what I know about training a dog is you deal with unacceptable behavior immediately. See, if our little doggy Elsie had peed on the carpet today, let's say, we deal with it today. We don't make a note on the file and raise it with her in 12 months' time in a closed conference room. Oh, man. I guess therein lies the problem. We are human, and so we do stupid things to each other, ourselves, in both our personal and our professional lives. You know, I'm also no theologian, but there seems to be a principle at work and play here called the Golden Rule. See, if I sincerely desire to treat you in a way that I'd like to be treated myself, I probably wouldn't spray graffiti, I probably wouldn't smoke, or I probably wouldn't leave dog poop right near you. If I held myself to this higher standard, I most likely would indeed want to serve humans, especially if I work in human resources. I'd not want to steal time from my employer by surfing online while on their dime. I probably want to respectfully and truthfully correct performance to help you in your work ASAP. You know, perhaps it's just because I'm getting older and I've seen and I know I've done some stupid stuff myself, but man, oh man, let's apply the timeless universal principle called the Golden Rule. It's worth its weight in gold. Oh man.
I hope you found that short story useful, and if you did, feel free to rate, review, and share this podcast. We'll be back next week with another episode, and we also invite you to check out our other weekly podcast, Take 5, an inspiring interview with a leader worth listening to. Bye for now.